Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tim Mumma from brewcrewball.com. Tim, first of all, welcome to the show. And can you believe that we are sitting here at the end of September with this team that's held together with duct tape and they have a chance to make the postseason tonight?
Well, first of all, Kevin, I think people might actually prefer hearing you sing a little bit over what I have to say. So feel free if you feel want to bust out some Paradise City. I think people would be entertained by that. But as far as this team goes, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I expected it or that anyone expected it. I always try to keep a little even keel perspective on the team and, always thinking crazy things happen. It's a great game. I mean, baseball is just unpredictable, and when we say that 100 times a season, how unpredictable it is. And, you know, just the way they've done it, very similar to last year, but with, you know, some different characters in different ways. Obviously, you lose someone like Christian Yelich and you think, okay, that's the nail in the coffin, and that doesn't seem to do it. You have to give a ton of credit to Craig Counsell and how he handles the depth that Stearns has given him, and really just a master of how he handles the talent on a day-to-day basis. And, just to see the difference in how the Brewers have looked in this last couple of weeks compared to whatever has happened to the Cubs, it's night and day, and it's so awesome to see. And even if they end up playing one game and they lose that wild card, a hat tip to all the guys for pushing all the way to the end here.
Tim, you're with brewcrewball.com, and for those that don't know, this is sort of a throughout the game of baseball, this is something that's happening that's fascinating, and it's getting results, which is the study of analytics, the study of numbers in a different way, reinterpreting numbers in a different way. So I'm hoping that you can help me kind of translate some of the things that are happening here to the folks that don't know. But first, for those that don't know, can you tell them a little bit about brewcrewball.com and what you guys do?
Well, Brew Crew Ball really is a fantastic site that, a number of people contribute to it. Unfortunately, I don't have a list in front of me, but it's really a combination of people who just love the game, study the analytics, as you said, study all the statistics that might be hidden from the casual fan, and really live and die with the team. And don't only look at it from a fan perspective. It's sort of a combination look. It's not a journalistic view as far as we're going to, just give you the numbers and leave it at that. There's going to be analysis. There's going to be, some positives, some negatives that are given there. And, it's really hard to pigeonhole it into something because the site really and all the writers just do a terrific job of giving everyone a little bit more than you might see from your regular writers. And don't get me wrong, the media that covers the Brewers does a terrific job, but it's diving deeper into the things that, beyond earned run average, beyond batting average, hoping to give people an idea that even if this guy isn't look like he's performing well, he's actually doing a huge he's contributing very huge to the team, or he's doing a lot to push them to an extra level. So, I encourage everybody to check it out and really just soak it all in, especially right now because there's lots of good stuff up there as we push toward the postseason. And as a matter of fact, unfortunately, they just posted my most recent one there talking about the unexpected contributors that have been on this team. And, you think of someone like Jay Jackson who, at a glance, you look at some of his numbers, 4.40 ERA, 1.22 WHIP, nothing special. But then you dive a little bit deeper in what he's done lately, and it's like, wow, he has been a major contributor to this team's run. So it's stuff like that that can help people get an extra perspective on maybe what is happening and why they're seeing the success they are right now.
Well, and I think the Brewers, the 2019 Brewers, are maybe the best example to date of how this is not something you can dismiss anymore. And the word analytics is a very broad brush. But the point is reinterpreting numbers and using them and all the different things that you can use to help an athlete get better we change hitters' approaches at the plate and pitchers' approaches with pitch usage and stuff like that. I think the Brewers of this year are, example number one as to why if someone does not know about these the analytics and deeper stats and deeper analysis – why you have to pay attention, because clearly it's paying off for this team. So this council bunch that they have, I think that, first of all, council has bought into the concept, right? He is not afraid to try some new things. But I want to run through a couple of very specific things with you. Just, you know, again, I'm kind of bridging a gap here to some that may not understand concepts. Like, we hear war. Here's a basic stat. It's been around a while, but it's really come into the forefront in the use of analytics. War is wins above replacement. A single number that can give you the number of wins a player is responsible for over an average level replacement player. How valuable in your mind is a stat like that?
I mean, it's definitely huge as far as being able to evaluate, as you said, sort of the all-encompassing parts of a player. You know, you might look at a guy who hits like nobody else, but his defense ends up dragging down his WAR number because he's a below-average or worse, you know, defender. You look at somebody even like Orlando Arcia, who obviously isn't hitting at all, and you know, it's not that he has a great WAR, but the value that will show up for him is in his defensive metrics, which will help at least keep him somewhat near that level of being a replacement player. So the hard part of it is hard to quantify. It's easy for somebody to look and see a batting average and they know what the formula is, or on base percentage, or even OPS. You know, pretty simple in those regards. The challenge is with WAR and a lot of the advanced statistics. It's not something you can necessarily, even as an avid baseball fan, that you can grab a hold of and say, okay, now that he went, you know, 6-for-8 in his last two games, I know exactly what that does to his WAR. But what it does help you do is compare players, not only during one season, but also across multiple seasons and throughout history, and see why a team might continue to go to a guy that you think, man, he can't hit, he can't do anything. But you might look deeper into the numbers and see he finds ways to get on base. Defensively, he's the top in his league. Lorenzo Cain is a great example of that this year. Even though his bat hasn't been nearly what it was a year ago, he's so valuable as an outfielder, you have to have him in the lineup. And it does show up in a number of different ways that if you're not watching every day, you might not see it because you're only going to get his 4 at-bats and maybe he makes a couple plays in the outfield. So WAR and some of the other advanced statistics just do a better job of, okay, what really is valuable? Is somebody being hurt by luck? You know, we don't like to talk about luck a lot in sports, I don't feel like, but that plays a factor. Things like park factors, where you play, where you hit, where you pitch more often, all that stuff plays a huge factor, and that can help you make those better comparisons between, you know, a player who everyone says is a top 5 MVP candidate versus a guy who seems off the radar, but a team like the Brewers would be like, you know what? He's got exactly what we need, and he's going to help round out this club.
What about a guy like Drew Pomeranz? Because when Craig Counsell does his bullpen thing, it's like voodoo. I mean, he's turning like 8 things off the street into a terrific bullpen. And Drew Pomeranz is a double-digit loser as a starter in San Francisco, and he's been lights out in Milwaukee. What can you give me an analytics on that, how it is that Drew Pomeranz goes from failure as a starter in San Francisco to great success here?
I don't have a great answer for that right now, truthfully. It's been amazing to see because even in his career when he has been a reliever, he hasn't done a whole lot, truthfully. Last season, I think he had about 5.5 ERA as reliever. This year, he had a ERA near 6 when he was starting in San Francisco, which in theory is supposed to be a, you know, pretty good place to pitch, pretty good division unless you're facing the Dodgers. You know, sometimes it comes down to just small things, whether it be in a certain pitch that a pitcher is using more often. It might be in how they're utilizing that pitch and what counts are utilizing that pitch. And that's stuff that obviously Counsell and his staff and so many people with the Brewers, I mean, they're loaded with analytics type you know, staff over there. They're going to dive into that and they're going to see what's going to make that player more effective that maybe the Giants weren't seeing or understanding. And some of that could be with Grandal and Pena and how they might view the game and how Pomeranz uses his repertoire. But, yeah, he has been unbelievable for them. He's, you know, arguably been on par with Hader. Now, Hader's numbers are ridiculous when you look over the course of the season, despite the home runs. Again, that's kind of the underlying part. But, I think what it comes down to for Pomeranz really is he's comfortable in the situation now. He can just let it rip as far as especially his fastball. I mean, his velocity has definitely gone up when pitching out of the bullpen. And you know, it might just be a thing of, again, being used in the right spot. And that's where Council and the rest of the coaching staff does a good job of finding the right matchups and when it makes the most sense to bring a guy in. Even, you know, you talked a little about that using the depth, not using a starter beyond, you know, 4 or 5 innings or seeing the lineup a third time. That's a big part of what the advanced statistics will show you not to do. And for Drew Pomeranz, you throw him out there after, you know, you see a guy like Brent Suter who's throwing sub 90s, and then you bring in Pomeranz who's got a, you know, upper 90s at this point fastball and then a hard biting curveball, and all of a sudden he's 10 times more effective than he was maybe pitching after somebody else in San Francisco, especially as a starter. So I don't know that I have a super great answer for you as far as Pomeranz and diving really deep into numbers, but, you know, that's just a part of what Stearns and the Brewers have been able to do the last few years is find, I don't want to say diamonds in the rough, but find the right fit for their team and then tweak them just enough to bring up the best in them.
All right, one shallow question to finish. If they clinch this thing tonight, do you feel confident that they could go a little while with what they have without Yelich?
I mean, obviously, if it's the one-game wild card, it's such a crapshoot. I know everybody says that, and people are probably tired of hearing it. I would like their chances simply from the fact, again, they've been playing sort of one-game playoffs for the last month, and they did the same thing last year. So I think in that case, they have an advantage just in the way that Council is aggressive and how he uses and pulls his pitchers and uses pinch hitters when he needs to when he has the extra roster. At the same time, if they're up against the Nationals, if the Nationals are able to have all their starters available, that poses a problem because, as we know, in general, good pitching will shut down good hitting. So it's anybody's guess at this point. I would hate to venture a guess. I would still love that the Brewers had an outside chance at the division, and thankfully after the 19-inning victory for the Diamondbacks, they still have a shot. But, man, I think people need to enjoy the ride. Nobody really expected this 6 weeks ago. And if they get in that one-game playoff, I think they can make a run. There's no reason they can't. You win that game, then you have a short series against the Dodgers, which is actually preferable when you're the underdog to have that short series. So anything can happen again. You know, give credit to the rest of the guys and Council especially for making this all work. And, I don't know, hold on to your butts, as Samuel Jackson said.
Tim, we appreciate it. Thanks for the dialing in and talking to us.
Thanks, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Tim Uma, brewcrewball.com. Go check out that article right now. Take a quick break. Come back to wrap things up in the first hour of the Bill Michaels Show. Coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.